Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are walking through the book of Job in the World English Bible web translation, and this is what it says. Chapter 4, then Eliphaz the Temanite answered. Okay, so this is when all the talking starts. If someone ventures to talk with you, will you be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Behold, you've instructed many. You have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have supported him who is falling. You have made the feeble knees firm, but now it has come to you and you faint. It touches you and you're troubled. Isn't your piety your confidence? Isn't the integrity of your ways your hope? Remember now whoever perished being innocent, or where were the upright cut off? According to what I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. By the breath of God, they perish. By the blast of his anger, they are consumed. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion, the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perishes for lack of prey. The cubs of the lioness are scattered abroad. Now a thing was secretly brought to me. My ear received a whisper of it. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, fear came on me in trembling, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I couldn't discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes, silence. Then I heard a voice saying, "Shall mortal man be more than just God? Shall a man be more pure than his maker? Behold, he puts no trust in his servants. He charges his angels with error. How much more those who dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed before the moth? Between the morning and evening, they are destroyed. They perish forever without any regarding it. Isn't their tent cord plucked up within them? They die, and that without wisdom." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that this is in the Word of God, because I think a lot of us have heard these things before, or at least we've internalized them. We have this kind of way that we think things should be. So we think good people have blessings and bad people have curses. And we could even go back to Deuteronomy and talk about it from there, because you do share about blessings and curses based on obedience and disobedience. But things are not so cut and dried as that, Lord. And we are not God. We do not sit in the heavenlies understanding every single plot twist of every single human being that has ever walked the earth. But you do. You hold all of it in your hands. You hold our difficult stories. I think about my own sexual abuse at age 5, and I was innocent. I did not, I'm sure I was sinning, but just in general, but it wasn't like I was this, you know, I had done these terrible things or murdered people, so therefore I deserve to have this sexual abuse happen to me. It happened because I live in a fallen world, and it happened because those boys chose their own free will, which God gave them. They chose to violate me. And Lord, that's complicated and painful, but it shows how nuanced this world is and how things are not as black and white as we might want them to be. Lord, I think about some aspects of health and wealth theology that basically says if you're not blessed, it's your fault for not doing enough or pulling enough levers. And if you are blessed, then you must be doing something right. And if you're sick, then you must have sin in your life. And Lord, that's just not the case. We have a righteous man who's sick. And we see all sorts of things that happened to the apostles in the New Testament where they suffered and died. So 100% of them did. And your word says that in this world, you will have trouble. So we will have trouble and we have to walk through all of that. So I'm saying a lot of things, Lord, that you already know, obviously. But my prayer is that we wouldn't be so quick to assign things, to assign blessings and curses to specific sins or lack of righteousness that we have. Lord, we simply need to know that you see us, and I've prayed this before so many times, that you see us, that you're aware of what we are walking through, and that you love us, and you're caring for us, and you're holding us, and sometimes it just doesn't make sense. Sometimes the temptations that come our way don't make sense. Sometimes the trials that we experience, it's unfair. Sometimes we are not going to make heads or tails of something, and we cannot assign it like some sort of, you know, wizard and understand why things happen, why good things happen to bad people, why bad things happen to good people. We are not you. And so, Lord, we are not you, so we confess that to you. Forgive us for trying to control our lives in such a way that we're trying to act as our own gods. And Lord, in all of that, I just pray for your tender kindness and your compassion for those who suffer today. We may not understand why this is happening, but we do understand we have a God who loves us, who walks with us, who sees us, who loves us. And so, Lord, help us to rest in that profound truth today. We so desperately need to know you're with us. Please be with us in our suffering. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to support the podcast, you go to Patreon, patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. And this just helps pay for Kristen, who is my assistant, and William, who does all the engineering. And waving to William right now. Thank you, William. Thank you for all of you who help support the podcast. And as I said a couple days ago, thank you to all of you who are praying for the podcast. I really do need that prayer covering, and I thank you so much for doing so.